Anything else on those plates? I think this is the third time I've been back there for these.
Not yet.
Okay.
It's 8:30 on the clock. We'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to order. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Tiemann. Byers will be gone all day, and Lytle will be a little late. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Bauman. Vote. We need to switch Gary's there yet.
Eric, should we just take care of everything today since you don't have any help over there?
There's nothing new to take care of it over here.
5-0 in favor. Entertained a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And you're here for the regular board meeting agenda, I presume. So, yes.
For the bake sale?
Bake sale. Okay, Patty.
Not much going on right now other than I just give those guys a press release for homestead exemptions. Those have to be filed by June 30th by the elderly and by the veterans that are disabled. So that's the press release they gave those. We've only got 6 protests.
It's so far
been pretty quiet. Daryl and I went and looked at things last week and measured some things and had a couple people that come in that we talked to. So it's been, you know, relatively quiet. So
and they have just, I mean, I know what date they have till when to file their protest.
To the month of June.
The whole month of June.
Whole month of June. Mm-hmm. And then you guys have to hear them by July 25th.
So, here by July 25th. Yeah. And probably at our next meeting, we'll depends on.
Yeah, but the thing of it is last year, like last year, they all come in usually that last week.
Last week. But last year, though, you had some by that meeting before, though, and you started scheduling some.
I'll start as soon. You know, we've got Lloyd Dickinson on board, and then we've got Daryl for the commercial and residential. So.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Daryl, we do an ag.
Daryl won't be doing ag. Lloyd.
Lloyd will be doing ag then?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's got all his sales books and everything, so.
Because I have had a few complaints about the ag.
He's got his books, and he came in yesterday, and he's doing quite an analysis, you know, just for himself, too, and then just, you know, so.
And I know we discussed this earlier, and we discussed using Lloyd. But are you going in with an idea that he's going to do the ag, or it depends on how many you get?
If they're just bringing in the, you know, the maps and so forth, me and Annette can still do them.
Okay.
Now, if they have a protest that they're actually protesting because they feel that, you know, it's too high or whatever, I mean, we can correct everything by an FSA map if they just bring them to us. What I've been told by land managers and everything is that, and this is what's really confusing, because in the paper it tells you that ag land is going down. And I believe that's true in some areas. It is stable right now. There has been there's people that have not sold their properties. You know, like there's been, according to Lloyd, because he studies the market and, you know, a lot of the ag, like Jeff Monaholland from Cortland and so forth. What it is that the good land is still pretty stable. We haven't seen anything extremely, you know, to the point where we can say, yes, this is a sale that's the value's way down. There has been, according to what I've heard, though, people that would not sell their land for what people wanted to give for it. So that's an indicator of what's going on. So those are considered no, you know, they're not taking what people are offering.
But that doesn't factor in.
Well, it doesn't because it's not a sale.
Yeah.
You know, and we're still in that time frame where I'm not into the, you know, the 3 years back. We're still in that time frame that we're looking to put the increases on the ag. So we have to look at that. So we'll just see what's happening and see what's going on. You know, my biggest worry, and that was with the legislature too, is that we didn't address some of those things because as it starts going down, I'm still, you know, 3 years behind. So it's going to take me a little bit to get it down quicker than what if it stays the way it is. So I know we got a few things accomplished, but I don't know that they were things that were going to make a great big difference for the ag sector. So, and I don't know if you guys have heard any other, you know, next session or next year. I don't know if anything more will come up. I think they tried to do some things this year. They got a few things done, but it's still going to be.
Yeah, they got some done, but no, and then.
Yeah. Haven't heard anything other than that, no.
Were crop prices up a little bit from what I heard? Soybeans or something?
Soybeans and corn have both come up in the last month pretty good, yeah. So,
but I don't know.
But there again, I know there's an auction in the next week or two over by Philly, and that's an auction again now. You know, that whether or not that or where that comes in at, it's a good question too and stuff, so.
One thing that is a little interesting is that some people use my maps and things to look up, and in the box out there we had it anonymous. We get anonymous when people want to say there's a building here, this property's irrigated or whatever. So what we did is we pulled out one that said anonymous on it, and it had a picture of the map, and it had a legal description and said this is where irrigation is. So we pulled up the map on RGIS and looked, and it was not the same section, township, and range. The maps didn't match.
Oh, really?
So the legal was wrong. The map didn't match what the legal was, so we started to search. And we did find a place that we believed that matched then, and we did put, we already had irrigated on it. So that person, whoever turned that anonymous thing into me, had the wrong township, the map didn't match, so you kind of got to know what you're looking at, so I can't really respond to anybody because it's anonymous, and we already have irrigated on it, so we've already found it and put it on, but it wasn't in the township and range that the person had put on the piece of paper, so.
I told you that was the wrong legal, John.
you know, and that's just some of the things that we see coming across.
It does. If you ever go look on there, it takes a lot of trial and error, I'll call it, or whatever. I mean, to get a little bit familiar with it on your GIS. It's got a lot of information on it. I'll just say
it does.
That, so.
And you know, when we pulled that up, and it's like, this isn't the right place. And then we started to look at the different townships that might match the quarters, and we finally found the place that it was, and we do have irrigated on it. So just so whoever, in case they happen to watch a board meeting. So.
Why do you even chase the anonymous stuff? I would just throw it in the trash. If people aren't going to put their name on something, what's it worth?
Well, sometimes a lot of...
How much time have you just been chasing that?
We're not... Yeah, well, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a letterbox full of that type of nonsense and then chase that. God bless you for doing it, but...
I know. It's tough because I've got a lot of nasty letters in the past, and, you know, it's... And if you only could explain, because it's not as, you know, simple as what they may think it is, so... You know, but I can't explain to somebody that I don't know who wrote it, so...
That's right.
So...
Anything else? Any more questions? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:39.